I try to make sure that I don't take too much from my husband or take away too much from my daughter. So if that does mean that I'm going to pick her up from school and we're having dinner and I'm getting her to bed and then I'm going back to work at the kitchen and I'm going to be there until 4:30 a.m. Like, I still want to make sure that there's time for her. And then right now it's so weird because I don't have the truck running and it's just special order. So usually it's like Wednesday through Saturday. It's really busy for me. So like on that Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to sleep in. Like, I'm not going to get out of bed till noon. So it's just making time, I mean, it's balancing my time, basically, and making, like, what can I do and what can I reasonably do to where I'm not killing myself and working for 48 hours straight. So it's all about not taking on too much, which is really hard to say no.
And welcome to Season 2 of Seeking Balance, a podcast for mom entrepreneurs. We're your hosts, Kim Inge and Ashley Benz. As moms and business owners, our lives are crazy busy, just like yours. And while there's really no such thing as the perfect work-life balance, we want to explore and share some tips, tricks, and tactics to help you improve your life and business as a mom. So hang with us while we talk raising babies and business. Today, we are excited to welcome Christina Jones, who is a pastry chef, food truck owner, and multi-mompreneur.
Hello.
Hello.
Super
we are
nervous.
So excited you're
here.
Don't be nervous.
There's nothing. But actually, before we get talking, I do want to do a couple of business things that we need to set aside. First and foremost is we are open for sponsorships now. So if you are interested in sponsoring Seeking Balance Podcast, please email me. My email address is ashley@seekingbalancepodcast.com, and we can talk about some super affordable sponsorship opportunities. Secondly, we are having our meetup, and you will hear more about that after the podcast. And then finally, we need to give a big hip hop hooray and congratulations to Kim because she and her business partner just expanded into a big space.
Yes, thank you.
So check out milkandbaby.com and find some awesome stuff in it.
Yeah, we just moved to a big 3,000 square foot warehouse from, we probably were under 1,000 square feet in the offices we were in. So
yeah,
it's a big deal.
It is. So congratulations. Exciting. We're really, really proud of you.
Thank
and really
you.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anywho, now moving on to regular podcasty stuff. Christina, tell us about yourself.
I am Christina Jones. I am not native to Louisville. I've lived here for about 5 years with my husband of 11 years, which I just realized that we've been married for 11 years.
That's yeah.
Which is like a third of my life. And I don't feel like I should be that old. I don't feel like I should be that old to be married for a third of my life.
No.
But here I am.
I don't want to think about that.
It's crazy.
Because I'm like 16, almost 16 years.
Congratulations.
That's
you
amazing.
Guys are committed. I mean, I've been married 11 years too, but
that's amazing. I so like, you're committed as well. That's
I'm
amazing.
A winner.
Like, we have loved the same person for a very long time and stuck to it. So this is us all.
Cheers.
I'm giving an air high five. Kim is drinking a Bud Light like drink, so she's cheersing.
Well, this is our first evening recording.
Yes. So maybe like we sound different in the evening anyway.
Yeah.
You guys can
more
decide.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I like it.
And then tell us about your family life.
Yeah, so I have one daughter. She's 8. She is 8 going on 18. She's pretty sassy, but she's amazing. She goes to Lincoln Performing Arts Elementary School, so she's very theatrical. And
very good.
Likes music, and that's it. She does not want to be an only child. She actually has this conversation with us frequently where she cries. Like, she, like, tears, like, really wants to have another baby, but it's not happening. It's just not in the cards for us, so.
Yeah, everybody's family looks differently.
Yeah, she would probably have, like, 10 more. She wants babies, and we're like, no.
Not for us. She spent a lot of time with babies.
Yes. I mean, like, all of our friends have babies, and, like, that's all she does is hold them when we're there. And I'm like, come on, let's get a dog. Like, let's find another cat.
She'll be a good babysitter.
Yeah. I think so. She's probably going to have, like, 15 kids of her own. Like, just because we denied her that one aspect of siblings.
4 kids in, she'll realize that childcare costs a lot of money and be like, what?
Mom, you were right.
You were so right. That's awesome. So tell us about... like the 8 million things that you do. I feel like I'm exhausted just thinking about all the things that I see you doing on Facebook.
It is exhausting.
And kind of how you got there.
Well, I've been baking pretty much my whole life. It's something I've always enjoyed doing. I never thought of it as a career. And I don't know why. And I think that if I had to do it all over again, I would definitely go into food and baking and culinary sooner. Because I was kind of late in life. I actually got pregnant with Ren when I was studying history at WVU. And when I got pregnant with her, I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. Like, what am I going to do with my kid? So I dropped out. I dropped out of college. And I stayed at home with her for 4 years. And during that time, I got into baking more. And I was just baking all the time at home. And I started making cakes for friends and family, and they're like, hey, you know, you should open a business. And I'm like, what do I know about opening a business? Like, nothing, obviously. So that's when I moved to Louisville, and I went to Solon University and studied baking and pastry, and I graduated from there 4 and a half years ago-ish. And from there I got a job at Corbett's, and I was their pastry chef there for the last year and a half.
Which is a very nice restaurant.
That's a great job to get right out of school.
It was amazing. I absolutely loved it. It was a great... I could have never started a business straight out of school without having some, like, practical skills. Mm. And I absolutely loved Corbett's. It was an amazing experience. So, last Derby, actually a year ago, was my last day. And I just got to the point where I couldn't set my own schedule. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, I couldn't set, like, if there's a catering, I can't say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make these 350 pieces of cake you need because my kid has Girl Scouts, you know, like, mm-hmm. So it just got overwhelming for me to not be able to pick and choose what I do and when I do it. So at that point, that's when I was like, okay, gonna start my own business and go out and do, and I had no idea what I was going to do. Like, I had no idea. I was like, I'm going to start my own business, but I don't know what I want to do yet. So then I just kind of took the summer off. Hung out with my kid, you know, we swam and did all the fun summery stuff. And then in the fall, I started coming up with a plan. And my husband actually suggested a food truck, which is not something I originally, like, wanted to do. He was like, yeah, let's do a food truck. And I'm like, what am I going to do, sell cookies? Like, how many people are going to buy cookies from a food truck?
I would.
I know. Yes. I mean, like,
genius. Can we make that happen?
And I'm like, it's just not a sustainable business to do a dessert food truck. So it kind of evolved to a breakfast food truck. So that's where I'm at now. And I'm probably about 2 to 3 weeks away from being fully functional.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And let's also just mention that if you ever do go with that dessert food truck, I'll give you my address and you can just ride up and down in front of
like an ice cream truck.
Yeah. Right.
Ice cream
exactly.
truck.
Less
I
creepy,
do want
though.
To do desserts at, like, events.
Yeah.
And like specialty events, like weddings. Like,
oh, that would be
Let me make your wedding cake and bring my camper out because it's cute. Oh, because our food truck is a 1967 Yellowstone camper that we completely, like, restored ourselves. So, like,
it's a great event.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, awesome.
I'm excited.
And so I don't even know how you get started with a food truck with, like, the rules about the health department and all that. Like, did you know
don't
about
bring
that?
It up.
Did
no,
you didn't have any not. Idea?
I knew some of the aspect. I didn't realize that it was intense as it is.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like
lots
really
of red
daunting.
Tape.
Lots of red tape. And my husband, actually, he's been super amazing. He attended a class that's for people. It's by Republic Bank. I don't know. They're actually our bank, too, so it worked out. But they have a class that's like, hey, you want to start a food truck? Here's how you do it. And he just came back, and he was like, here's this list a mile long. You have to do all of these things. And I'm like, what? Like, I thought, get a health department certification and you're good. But no, there's so many rules. So many rules.
Mm. But you're almost
done
with
there.
Them.
Almost there. I know. Like, right now, we just have to have the plumber come in because you have to have a master certified plumber and electrician do your work. So my husband's been amazing and doing all the work himself, but this is, like, the only thing he cannot do. So we hired someone and they submitted the plan, and you also have to submit the plans before the plumber does the work. You can't just hire a plumber and do it. So, but we're so close.
That's exciting. I'm enjoying so much watching your exuberance.
Because I'm so tired. I'm so ready to be done.
Well, it's just so fun to watch a new business owner be so excited, because sometimes when you've been in it for a little while, you lose some of that.
I don't say that.
And no, but it's a good reminder for me, like, oh yeah, this is exactly how I felt when I got my first business cards and I like posted them to Facebook and I was like, I have a business card.
I remember when we bought our first printer.
See?
We took pictures with it. Like, it was so exciting. All that new stuff. It really is. And it's a good thing.
Yes, yeah. That's awesome.
I think I'm getting back to that because I got kind of bummed out for a while because it's taken so long. Like, we had wanted to be, we wanted the food truck to be up and running by April 1st. And here we are, and it's not. So I'm getting excited again.
Yeah.
Like, it's so close.
Yeah.
So close.
You'll
get
there.
That is awesome. Yes. And then tell us about the other thing that you have.
Oh, yeah. This is a business that I never planned to have. This is like I never would have thought that it was something I would be into doing. But I have a shared use commercial kitchen that I rent out to other entrepreneurs, which is super amazing right now because, well, I'll start from the beginning. I never really thought that I wanted to do that because I don't want to deal with anybody else in their business. Like, you do you, I'll worry about myself. But I was in another shared use kitchen space and it just was not working out for my business whatsoever. And so I had to find a new place and I was not happy where I was at. So I started looking, and about a month after I left my other kitchen, I found the kitchen that I'm in now, which is on Plant Side Drive, and it's way too big for me. Like, I don't need all of the space myself, but it was perfect. It was like, I'm like, this is where I feel like I should be. This is my home. I need to be here. So we jumped and we're like, all right, well, we're going to do this, but we're going to have to sublet to people because I don't need all the space.
Sure.
And I need help paying the rent.
Yeah.
Because I don't need it all. And so we said, okay, we'll do it. And we renovated this huge kitchen, and we've taken on tenants. And the most amazing thing happened to me, you know, culinary is such a male-dominated field. There aren't a lot of females in. If you go into a restaurant, you might find one or two females and 10, 15 males. So I started this business, and all of my tenants are females.
It's crazy. Really fun.
It's crazy. Like,
that's awesome.
I never expected to have like all of these, and everyone who's come to me, I've never even had a man come and like ask about the business.
That's because they're too intimidated.
I know, it's like all females, and I'm like, this is amazing.
That's great.
They're all these amazing ladies.
Lots of good girl power.
Yeah, it's super cool.
That's awesome. And I've noticed that you guys are kind of advertising for each other, which is really great because you can kind of come together.
All of our businesses are super different. We have a meal prepper who does meal prep for people who are watching their calories. And we have a caterer, and she does a lot of high-end catering for a lot of doctors. She's actually traveling. She gets to travel to, like, California and cook for them while they're on vacation.
And well, sure, just like you do.
Like, how do I get this job?
Yeah.
And then our other caterer does Indian food. So, like, all of our food is so different that we all kind of support each other and, like, help each other out and like get each other business, and it's amazing.
That's that awesome. Is awesome.
It is super cool.
Ooh, I just thought of a good business contact for you, by the way. So remind me after the show.
Okay.
I have a friend who works with weddings, and I think that's a good avenue for you.
Okay. So besides the two businesses, what else do you do? Because I know you do some volunteer work.
A lot of volunteer work. I am a troop leader for my daughter's Girl Scout troop. So that's a lot of fun time. Also on the PTA of our school. And just, I'm really at school a lot.
That's awesome.
Every time I walk in, I'm like, where's my check? I feel like I need to get paid because I'm here all the time. So a lot of school time, which is one of the main reasons that I wanted to kind of start my own business.
Great.
If she's in school and I need to be there, I can go. I can drop what I'm doing and go and hang out and then come back to it later.
Isn't a lot of pastry chef work done in the early morning, too?
It's so different. Like, being on my own schedule, like, I know a lot of people think, you know, pastry, I don't have a kitchen that you can just walk in and buy stuff at.
Right.
So it's not like I have to have everything prepared at a certain time. So I can work whenever. And if
that's
that means
awesome.
That I work during the day while she's at school, and then I go and get her off the bus, and we have dinner, and go home and get her in bed, and then I go back to work and work till 4 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. Like, as long as my stuff is done, I don't really have a set schedule that I'm on.
That's awesome. I know my best friend did that, and she actually got out of the business, did not start her own business, but got out of working as a pastry chef because she was like, I don't have the same hours as everybody else.
Yeah.
So being able to do that on your own time is huge.
It was very important to me that I set the own my own hours. And that's another reason that I chose breakfast for a food truck, too, because I'm like, I'll be done. I'll be done. Like, I'll go in the morning, mm-hmm. and my husband can get her on the bus in the morning, and then I'll be done by noon. So I can still get her off the bus. And, I mean, granted, there'll be, like, paperwork and, you know, all of the other...
Right. Business stuff.
Business stuff. But, like, I'll still have my evenings to, like, hang out with her.
That's so exciting.
I'm pretty excited.
And so... Your husband went to a class, which I think is so wonderfully supportive. Mm. What else did you have to do when you were visioning out your business?
Oh, man. There were lots of coming to the drawing board meetings. My husband's been super amazing. He actually did all of the work on the camper. So, like, this was a camper that we camped in previously. And when we thought about doing the food truck, we're like, all right, we're going to buy a new one. And we actually discovered some mold inside and decided that we were going to have to tear it out anyway. So we're like, we're going to make it a food truck. Why not?
Cool.
So he basically tore it down to the chassis, rebuilt it from the ground up. So there was a lot of planning on our part. Mm-hmm. But we sat down. I mean, he's been super supportive with everything else as well, like making a menu and what classes we need to go to and what bank we're going to do and every detail. He's been super amazing. So a lot of sitting around and talking and trying to figure out.
That's
like,
awesome, though. I think having a supportive spouse is like
mm-hmm. key.
Key.
It is key.
Yeah. Because people think you're, it's so flexible.
Yeah.
And in some ways it is. And in some ways it's really not flexible.
It's so hard for me to not have like feedback from anyone. Like mm-hmm. if I do like a wedding cake for someone I don't know, I drop it off and I don't hear anything back. I'm like, oh my God, did they love it? Did they hate it? Like there's no feedback. So like having someone like mm-hmm. my husband that's like, no, I hate this scone. Don't ever make this again. Or like, no,
is he honest like that though?
Yes, he is.
And that's actually so good.
He hates scones in general. So, but it's like anything. Scones? I know, he's weird.
I love scones.
Do you have an aversion to butter?
Pretty much. I mean, I think so. But like, he'll tell me like, no, this cookie tastes terrible. Or like, no, please don't ever do that again. So wow. It's pretty awesome.
That is really good.
It hurts my feelings, but I would rather it come from him than someone else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Than an angry customer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I've never met a cake or a scone I didn't like.
Me either.
It's a problem. But I will tell you, let me give you some feedback. So I, this year, have decided that rather than doing mass marketing, I decided to go with all local stuff. And I asked Christina to make me some branded cookies to give out. And they were not only beautiful, I got more texts from doctors saying, Ashley, these cookies were delicious. So let me just tell you that you didn't hear it because I was a bad giver of feedback. But I got tons of feedback that they were really yummy.
Awesome. I really appreciate hearing it because it is hard for me. Like some of the best advice one of my friends gave me was like, if you're not hearing something back, it means you're just awesome all the time.
Yes.
But it's hard because I'm like, I need to know. Like I don't want to be the person that like texts you like, hey, how was your cake?
Yeah.
But like I need to know, I need mm-hmm. some feedback. So
maybe maybe there could be some kind of automatic email that you send something. Or something
mm-hmm.
with some kind of incentive to get some feedback
something. So I'm gonna ask both of you this, because at some point you're gonna deal with a troll or a hater, right? It happens. Mm-hmm. And Kim, you can probably speak to this too, because you guys are a big national brand. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with haters?
Nobody hates us.
we're just amazing all the time, remember?
I didn't say people who hate you. I said haters. Okay. Those would be trolls.
Okay. If we get anything super inappropriate, it's just automatic deletion or banning. Mm-hmm. But if it's just somebody who had a bad experience or whatever, we just respond
mm-hmm.
In the best way we can think of. Like, if someone had a bad experience, like, we're very sorry. We're going to do everything we can to fix it. So especially, like, I guess I'm automatically going to like reviews, which is probably mm-hmm. not what you were asking exactly. But if we get a bad review, then our automatic thing is like, let me respond. And so people can see like, really, we're not a bad company. They can see that we're responding and fixing the problem.
You're on top of it.
We're on top of it. Yeah. But yeah, any kind of hater would probably be an inappropriate situation, and they would immediately nice. Get banned. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's breastfeeding, and if it's super inappropriate, it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I get those creepy guys, too.
The creepers. Yeah, like, delete.
I get lots of those. Like, what are you 54-year-old male doing on my... Get away.
Yeah, but I think... I guess I just also automatically think of Facebook. But I think it's just responding. Cause, you know, if somebody takes something different than you meant, then it's just like, I'm sorry that you took it that way. This is what we meant. I think just responding and letting them know where you're coming from is kind of how we handle it.
Nice.
I haven't had this happen yet, so I'm taking notes. Like, I'm taking notes for when this,
to think about, like, I think about me as a customer. If I'm reading a bad review or something bad that happened, I want to see how the company responds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People, I feel like you can read context.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's another question that I was thinking about. When you have these sublettees, I don't know if that's a word, I made it up.
It totally is.
Okay. Oh, nice, Ashley. Good job. How did you identify that this was a business relationship when you are kind of all in the same boat, all having that same camaraderie? How do you maintain that business?
I think that's something that I struggle with because I think I'm pretty friendly. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm really friendly with my tenants and, like, we talk. But sometimes I have to be like, hey, pay your rent, or like, hey, don't do this. So
I think it's okay to be friendly. But you probably shouldn't be friends.
Yeah.
Because we deal with that. We also are landlords, myself and my husband. And we make a big deal about being friendly but not being friends.
It's like separating the line.
Yeah.
Of,
they try to Facebook friend you.
No. See, I'm Facebook friends with all of my tenants. maybe I should cut that. Sorry, guys.
Just, I mean, because
You have to maintain the professionalism. Mm-hmm. Like, it's important for them. Mm-hmm. And for them to take me serious, because I do joke a lot. And I do think I think I'm funny. So, but I want them to know that, like, hey, this is serious, and this is my business, and this is my livelihood, mm-hmm. and the reason that I have the kitchen is for me. Like, they're just a bonus. Like, it's not for them. Like, I don't run the kitchen for them. It's me, and it's my business, and at the end of the day, that's what matters the most to me.
Sure.
So, but I want it to matter to them as well, because they're running their business. So, like, it's kind of a codependent relationship. Like, they need me just as much as mm-hmm. I need them. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I want them to clean and do what they need to do, because I want to keep them, because I want their business to thrive as well. Mm-hmm. So
I like it. The sense of investment.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very, I mean, like, also we have, I mean, it's a new thing for us. We've been doing this for less than 6 months. So I told them in the beginning, like, please be patient with me. Communicate any needs. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, this is a brand new, like,
field. Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
That's how I like to say it.
If you have suggestions, if something's not working, come to me and talk to me. Like, mm-hmm. so we're pretty open. Like, hey, this is not working for me. Okay, what can we do? Okay, how can we fix it? What can we do about different? Like, how can we make this work? So
very cool.
Open communication.
I like it.
So is there anything that you've had to say no to that you can think of?
Oh, man, I'm trying to think. Yes, it's actually one of my current tenants. She was a tenant in the kitchen previously before it changed to my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And they rented by the hour. And that's just not something I was interested in doing because I don't want to have to schedule. I want this business to run itself. Like, the kitchen should just run itself seamlessly. Mm-hmm. Let me run the food truck. The kitchen's there. Everyone pays rent. It just runs itself. I'll go and get the shopping done that we need. But pretty much I don't want to deal with scheduling or anything like that. And she was pretty insistent that she wanted to come back, mm-hmm. but she didn't want to pay the monthly fee. So we had to have a serious conversation. I was like, no, like, this is my business plan and this is what I need. Sorry, it doesn't work for you. Find someplace else. And then she was like, okay, I'll pay. So it took me being like, no.
I like it.
No, this is, I'm not interested in doing hourly, because if you're here for 2 hours, that's not going to pay. I'm not going to pay the mortgage.
Right. But good for you, though, because I feel like as mom entrepreneurs, a lot of us forget to say no. We forget
to put that
line in the sand until we've hit the wrong way, you know, until your feelings are hurt and things are wrong. So good for you. I like it.
I think that's the only situation that I've had so far. Let's hope that it stays that way. I have a hard time saying no to orders. That's why I'm like, oh, I have 157 cookies to make in 3 days, but I couldn't say no.
It is hard to say no to money coming in. Mm-hmm. I do get that.
And with the truck not being operational, it's like my only income right now is doing cupcakes and cookies and cakes and birthday cakes and whatnot. So I'm like, all right, yes. Yes, I'll do all 700 of these cupcakes this weekend.
Yeah, you'll burn out of that quickly.
I'm already there. Already there.
Okay, so what are you going to do for self-care?
This is also a new one to me, because I also have the tendency to put myself on the back burner. But it's really weird, because baking is my therapy, so like self-care is my work, sort of.
Okay.
So usually if I get bogged down with cookies and my hands are cramping and I can't move them because I've done so many of them, I'll do something that I want to do. I'll make a bread or a pie or just something that I'm interested in making that's not for anyone else, and I'll take it home to my family.
Aww.
So, or I'll go out to dinner with my family or my friends. And karaoke is my new thing.
That's awesome.
I'm a terrible singer. I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but it's fun.
Karaoke is not about being a good singer.
It's amazing.
Actually, it annoys me when people can sing well karaoke.
There's always one.
Really?
There is always one.
That would be my husband and I. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
I went to school on a vocal music scholarship.
She would be the one.
Mm-hmm. When we go out, I like to let a few people go, really be bad, and then bam, come in with the vocals.
So karaoke at Patrick's Friday.
All right, I'll be there.
We should all go. I'm really horrible.
I just want you to know that my song is Broken Wing, so be ready for that.
What is mine?
Oh my gosh.
What is mine? On a dark desert highway.
Oh, nice. Nice. You guys, this is, I'm adding this to the Fast Five for next time. What is your karaoke song?
Yes. This is a good one.
All right. What is your karaoke song?
Oh, Christina? What's Up, Four Non-Blondes.
Oh, definitely. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the one. Song.
Okay. Hey, next podcast meetup, we'll go karaoke.
Yeah.
Add it there. Add it to the things.
Add it to the list.
Anyway.
She'll show us all up.
What is your favorite thing to do with your daughter? What do you guys do for fun?
Oh, man. I don't know. We go to movies a lot, and I never really thought that we were movie people, but we enjoy going to the movies a lot. And she also really enjoys baking.
Oh, that's sweet.
Who would have thunk it? She really enjoys cooking and baking, so.
So is she going to carry on the business torch one day?
Maybe. It's funny. Actually, she just had a bass lesson earlier, and I was talking to her teacher, and he was like, hey, what about summer schedule? You know, what's your schedule? And she looked at him and said, I have to work this summer. I did tell her, I'm like, you know, you're gonna work with me, but I'm like, she can't actually be out in the food truck, but I do make her work with me now. Like, she comes and does my dishes, and I'll pay her to like sweep and do the dishes and do whatever else needs. But she was like, I have to work this summer.
She's like, I have a very intense schedule. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Aww. So she thinks she's gonna work this summer.
That's very sweet, and probably teaching her a really awesome sense of responsibility, and that your business is a family
deal. It's very much family, and we've tried to, like, she helped a lot picking out some of the stuff for the inside of the camper that we've done. She helped paint it. Like, when we did all of the work. I say that because it's so much. She helped paint. She helped paint the outside of the camper when we were working on it. So we told her, we're like, this is your livelihood. This is how you're going to college, kid. So get it together.
Oh, yeah. Occasionally my daughter, my oldest, will say things like, Mom, I don't want you to go to work. And I'm like, you like that fancy school you go to?
Right.
You like when we go to Starbucks?
Do you like
get them where it hurts?
Like, that's do you like wearing fancy clothes? Do you like Build-A-Bear?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And because I think it's important that kids know, like, not only do I do this because it is rewarding for me, I also do it because I gotta do this.
Right.
Yep. Yep. I think we're gonna take a break to do Fast Five. Not Perfect. A break. We're gonna transition to Fast Five. Are you familiar with Fast Five, Christina?
I am. I'm ready.
You're ready?
I've been studying.
Okay. Let's do it. Are you ready?
Ready.
For Fast Five.
Podcasts that you listen to that is not ours.
Oh, man. Oh, this is hard. I listen to so many. Come back to me on that one.
Okay, we're coming back.
It's an old one because it's not on anymore, but it's... Okay. Come back.
Leggings or yoga pants?
Oh, yoga pants.
All right. Other job that you would love to have?
Architect.
Oh. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, mint chocolate chip.
Album you listen to on the way to record?
Oh, Sylvanesso. It's been on repeat, like, nonstop.
Oh, that's awesome. And do you remember the podcast?
Podcast. Now? Her name is Starly Kine, and it's on... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we're going to look
like
it up.
Weird things.
We'll look it up. You'll tell us. We'll put it in the show notes.
It's going to be there.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I have been listening to the podcast that you recommended, Kim, How I Built This.
Oh, isn't it great?
It's so good.
I'm like, always can't wait for the next week. It's always good.
Yes. So many people that their parents thought that they were a disappointment until they became a billionaire.
I could see that.
That's us.
Yeah, that's totally, no. But it made me think as a mom, like, I guess I'm not going to be able to shortchange my kids, because maybe when they're buying a junk truck, I'll be like, oh gosh, it's a junk truck. And then 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Yep.
It's going to be a food truck.
It's totally going to be
a, food. A successful food truck owner.
Yeah. I could see it.
I have to Google this because it's driving me crazy now.
Yeah. No,
I'm like
fine.
Looking it up because I'm like, it's an old one. It has Mystery Show.
Okay.
Mystery Show. Is it on iTunes?
It's on Gimlet Media. It should be on iTunes. Okay. And it wasn't renewed for a second season, and I was really sad because it's amazing. So the whole premise is that it's a mystery, and she sets out to find like the answer to the mystery. And one of them is like, how tall is Jake Gyllenhaal? Like stupid, silly stuff. Oh. But it's amazing.
I love him, by the way.
You do. I do too.
I feel like Evening Podcast goes way off topic. We gotta bring this back in, friends.
Yeah, we do. You're right.
Okay. Let's talk about your idea of balance. What does balance look like for you?
Also really hard for me to do, along with self-care. I try to make sure that I don't take too much from my husband or take away too much from my daughter. So if that does mean that I'm going to pick her up from school and we're having dinner and I'm getting her to bed and then I'm going back to work at the kitchen and I'm going to be there until 4:30 a.m. Like, I still want to make sure that there's time for her. And then right now it's so weird because I don't have the truck running and it's just special order. So usually it's like Wednesday through Saturday. It's really busy for me. So like on that Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to sleep in. Like, I'm not going to get out of bed till noon. So it's just making time. I mean, it's balancing my time basically, mm-hmm. and making like, what can I do and what can I reasonably do to where I'm not killing myself and working for 48 hours straight. So it's all about not taking on too much, which is really hard to say no again. Mm-hmm. But making sure that I'm not taking on too much, that I'm killing myself and taking away from my husband or my daughter.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
It is hard.
It is.
It's very hard.
Especially, you have a very time sensitive product.
Exactly.
You can't be late.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I know your wedding was scheduled for Saturday, but if we could get this cake in by Sunday.
I'm bringing Sunday at noon.
Or like, right. I made it 2 weeks in advance.
Right. Yeah. And I don't like to freeze things. I know that it's crazy because a lot of times, you know, you do have to make and freeze. But I don't like to freeze cakes. Mm. I think that it takes away from the flavor. And so, like, if there's a cake for Saturday, I want to bake it on Thursday. Like, no later. No sooner than Thursday. Because then it starts to lose its appeal. And to me, like, it's important that it looks good and tastes good.
So that's part of your business thing.
Yes.
Is fresh.
Fresh and local. Locally sourced products where possible. Mm. Also sustainable products. All of my to-go stuff is sustainable. Hmm. I actually found the cutest forks. They're called Taterware because they're made from potato starch. But they're called Taterware. So all about being, you know, sustainable and locally sourced and fresh and delicious and everything like handmade as possible. Like, you're not gonna find me using a store-bought hot sauce or a store-bought anything. Like, I want to be pretty much made everything.
That's awesome.
Where possible.
That's awesome. How are you gonna market that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, what's the name of the business? Like, what's the branding till people know this?
I have no marketing yet. I have yet to start that. We decided we weren't going to do anything until the truck was ready. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm taking orders via Facebook, and it's been pretty lucrative just doing, you know, word of mouth and Facebook. But we've decided, like, once we get the truck up and running, we're going to find someone to kind of do some marketing for us. Because I don't know where to start.
I love it. So that's just an outsource area for you.
Yeah. I'm not even going to try because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I can accept that.
Cool.
So.
That's awesome. And not to jump too far off the topic, but as far as like making time for your husband, for your couple relationship, what do you do for that?
We found out a long time ago that we do not make date night very well. So we started going to lunch together, which is great because he doesn't work too far from me. So usually we'll meet in the middle and we'll have lunch, and we usually try to do it once a week. It makes life so much easier because by the time, like, you know, you work all day and he works all day and he works hard.
Right. His job finding a sitter.
Yeah. His job is kind of physically exhaustive too. Mm-hmm. And trying to find a sitter to come. We don't have family who live here. So we're like, oh, we're going to do lunch while she's at school. So he'll skip out for lunch and I'll go meet him. Because I can do that, because I set my own schedule.
Mic drop.
<Yes. laughs> I don't have to have your
I think
stuff
that's
ready.
A great idea that people can take away from
Yes, it's definitely worked for us. It's made it, and working on this project together, which is odd. I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say that, like, oh, you know, building our house together made us divorce. So we spent all this time together, and then we got divorced. That was my parents' story, by the way. like working on this camper together, like, we spent a lot of time in close quarters, and I thought that it was gonna, like, tear us apart, but it made us, like, such a stronger couple for it.
Oh, I love that.
We bought another camper.
I saw that.
That we have to glutton do. For
what are you gonna do with the second camper?
It's gonna be our pleasure camper. Eventually, okay. Eventually we want to, you know, have free time.
Yeah.
You will. After we get all the stuff out.
I feel like this is one of those experiences, like, I tell people, when you have a baby, it's either going to bring you really, really close, or it's going to highlight every bad Fall. Thing about your relationship.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this did.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Together. So that's awesome.
I mean, there were times we probably thought we were going to kill each other, but we made it.
You did.
We have some differences of...
Everybody does.
Of what we see and what our vision is. And to me, I'm like, this is my vision, and you're going to see it my way. And he's like, no, that doesn't work. Like, that's not practical.
My husband and I just always argue about to what level things need to be done. I'm like, no, it needs to be sanded a little better. He's like, yeah, it's good enough. It's good enough. There's always a perfectionist.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I'm a good enough.
You're good enough. I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. How can people find out about your business?
I'm on Facebook. It's Bake, Rattle, and Roll. And I'm pretty sure it's Bake, Rattle, and Roll Lou. Also on Twitter for the first time. It's like a nude thing. I always felt that I was too old for Twitter, but here I am. I don't even think I've tweeted yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I hear that it's a good resource for marketing for food trucks, because you can just tweet out your location.
Very good. So be Christina's inaugural tweet.
Yes.
Tweeter.
Yes.
Do it. Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram. Actually, I don't think I've posted on the business one for a while, because I don't know how to change from business to personal. If you guys have any suggestions for that, I'm like, how does it? Is it an easy process?
I think so.
Yeah. We'll show you after.
And then website. Do you have a website?
I do not have a website, okay. But soon.
Okay. All right. Facebook.
Yes.
Facebook it is. Awesome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening. We would appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. You can find show notes at www.seekingbalancepodcast.com and find us on social media by searching Seeking Balance Podcast. We also have a Facebook group where you can just continue the discussion online. Search for Seeking Balance Podcast Hangout. See you there.